Rodney in San Luis Obispo, actually not a bad part of California, kind of farming country there, but nevertheless, he says, and it might resonate with this young lady, hey, Art, scary to think what'll happen here if the food supply should happen to, you know, to the supermarkets would stop for more than a few days. Art, look, most of us produce absolutely nothing here anymore, so... He's right, isn't he? I mean, that's what you were saying, that you grow your own, so you'd supply locally, but people further away, they'd probably be out of luck.
That's absolutely right. And if you consider that the average item on a supermarket store has to travel somewhere around 1,400 petroleum miles to get there, you can just do basic math and figure out what food prices are going to be going to.
Now, you see, I didn't know that. Is that true? The average item travels 1,400 petroleum miles?
That's correct.
Holy mackerel.
Well, when you consider how NAFTA and our globalization has brought down barriers for importing food into the United States, if a merchandiser can buy, for example, corn, at much cheaper coming out of Mexico, where we do not even have the same regulations in terms of the chemicals that can be applied to it, that merchandiser will buy it from there, import it with subsidized cheap petroleum products, and bypass the local farmer.
Mm-hmm. So about this crisis, you think it's real?
I definitely do.
You do? At what pump price? I'm assuming that you have a car or vehicles and do buy gas occasionally?
That's correct.
And at what price would your life begin?
I would agree with another one of your callers that it would be somewhere around $5 to $6.
Mm. In other words, where Europe is now. Would you steal or kill if you had to feed your family? I mean, your answer is going to be I'd grow my own.
Well, actually, it's the other way around. I have taken great precautions over the years to make sure that I am not identifiable from the road as a food-producing farm, and I have made landscaping precautions against what I fear is going to be coming.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And I'm not the only one. We farmers that talk speak this language among ourselves.
I'm very thankful you came on the air this morning. Do you think the United States, if it needed to do so, would go to war in a second for energy?
Well, I think we have been.
Yeah, good answer. Thank you so very much. What a good call.